The Burt Show.
And to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby, it's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Justin Baldoni's legal team is pushing back against the publicist that works for Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds that they included in their lawsuit. I love talking about Justin Baldoni getting him justice. So basically, Justin Baldoni is suing Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, and their publicist, Leslie Sloan. And basically, she's claiming that she should have no part in this lawsuit whatsoever. And he's saying, no, you actually used me as a scapegoat to be able to clear your client, Blake Lively's name. So his theory, Justin Baldoni's theory, is that basically she is using these sexual harassment claims to prove that Justin was actually the problem on set and all the bad press she was getting during the It Ends With Us press junkets for the movie. Like all of that, like none of that's her fault. Like actually she was just a woman who had been victimized on set, and Leslie Sloan played a part in that because obviously she's her publicist. And so Leslie Sloan wants out of the lawsuit. She is going to the judge being like, please dismiss me from this lawsuit. I do not deserve to be a part of this. And Justin Baldoni saying, well, yeah, you kind of do. So basically they are trying to just continue to push that she will be able to be held accountable for this $400 million lawsuit, which by the way is more than Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds' net worths combined. So this could really bankrupt them unless, you know, maybe they pull out another Deadpool movie.
Do you think at some point they're just going to settle just to stop the bleeding on both sides, even though it appears that the damage is done more on her side, I think, in the court of public opinion than anything else?
At this point, this isn't a battle about money. This is a battle about public relations. And I think if they both settle, they both in some way, I feel like, are going to accept some blame for something in some way. And the only reason I feel like they're even pushing for this lawsuit to continue to go through is to prove that they are actually in the right in one way or the other. And so if they settle that, none of them end up winning in the end.
I'm to the point now that I am getting burnout, because knowing that this isn't going to happen, this court case isn't going to court for another year.
March 2026, baby.
I feel like if I were Blake and Ryan, I would try to move that up rather than dragging it out. And also what I'm noticing, because, you know, obviously Blake Lively is at the South by Southwest Film Festival with Anna Kendrick, and they're promoting Another Simple Favor. If you, and Blake Lively is, she's still very active on social media. Like she's posting her stuff or whatever, but all the comments have been disabled. Like her social media, I'm sure, is an S show right now. So just the idea of having to endure that for a whole other year for everybody involved, I'm like, can we just, I'm kind of ready for this to be done.
I'm not sure what the laws are and rules are in California and in cases like this about suing to recoup the money that you've spent on your own attorney. But I'm guessing if this thing's going to go on for another year, what are you talking about? $20 million? I mean, it's going to cost them $20 million each to defend themselves.
It's exceptionally expensive. But I actually want them to continue to keep it for another year because I need a heads up because I plan on tailgating outside that courtroom.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to have Bush Light. We're going to have the music playing.
You're a press girl. You are the entertainment buzz reporter for The Burt Show.
Right.
Oh, you need to be out there with a mic.
Do you think I can sit in the courtroom?
Sure.
Taking notes?
Yeah. Sure. Maybe out there interviewing the peoples, getting their takes, Team Justin or Team Blake?
Yeah. Hey, Blake Lively, how did you feel when you accused Justin Baldoni of something I don't believe he did? Well, speaking of one of the other co-stars from It Ends With Us, Brendan Sklenar, he is starring in a new film for another book that I really love called The Housemaid. And he's starring in it with an actress named Sydney Sweeney. Now, you would probably best know Sydney Sweeney as the blonde girl from Euphoria that cries a lot and usually has a big push-up bra on. So Sydney Sweeney has gotten a lot of press recently because a lot of people think there might be trouble in paradise with her fiance. So she's engaged to some dude named Jonathan DeVino, and they've actually delayed their wedding that was supposed to be in May. On top of that, she has been videoed on TikTok with her co-star from The Housemaid, Brendan Sklenar, where they're looking very affectionate. He like puts her on his shoulder and they're laughing and being very touchy-feely. And then on top of that, reports have come out that she's been staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel since mid-February without her fiance, going out on lots of girls' nights and doing all the things that typically a engaged woman wouldn't do. You know, being viewed with her co-star in a more cozy light. So it's not looking good for her.
So she's staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel, but she lives in LA?
But she lives in LA. Well, we could assume maybe she lived with her fiance and now there's trouble in paradise. So now she has checked into the Beverly Hills Hotel full time.
If you're staying for a long, if you have a long-term stay at a hotel in the city where you live, mm-hmm. I feel like the only thing that can can scream is trouble in paradise.
I almost wonder, because they kind of did this with Anyone But You, that rom-com she did with Glenn Powell. And they were really playing into the fact that they had off-screen chemistry. Maybe there was a romance. But her fiancé was producing the film. So everyone was kind of like, well, maybe not. Maybe they're just playing into it. So I almost wonder if her PR team is like, let's make it look like you and your co-star for this upcoming film have something going on. We'll get you out of your house so people think that there's some legitimacy to it, so that they can really play up this possible romance, so that when the movie comes out, people want to see some actual chemistry happen. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.